Good morning. Clouds and a few showers remain across parts of interior New York and New England early this morning. Temperatures are also on the milder side of average, with most everyone waking up in the 40s and lower 50s, with some locally dense fog around as well. As the front that brought all the rain late yesterday and last night continues to slowly track toward the eastern seaboard, we'll see the clouds tend to break up a bit for the second half of the day today, and with some partial sunshine, especially north and western parts of New York, we'll see temperatures climb into the lower 50s on average for daytime highs. Partly cloudy tonight with some advancing clouds from the south and lows back into the 30s. On Friday, we'll watch a wave of low pressure track up the eastern seaboard. This could push a few showers into the region for the morning hours, especially along southern parts of the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England. Regardless, the entire region will clear out with increasing sunshine in the afternoon with highs around 50. High pressure will build in behind this system, keeping skies clear and sunny on Saturday, although a bit on the cooler side with highs in the upper 40s. And after some morning sunshine, clouds will move in again as the next front approaches from the Great Lakes on Sunday, with a good chance of late day showers, highs near 50 in the afternoon. On Monday, behind this system, blustery and cooler, with temperatures falling through the 40s during the day with a few flurries around, and remaining breezy and cool with mostly cloudy skies and scattered snow showers on Tuesday with highs in the lower 40s. Despite more sunshine, it'll remain colder than average on Wednesday of next week with highs staying in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today after hitting the Tampa area hard last night with heavy rain and wind, Tropical Storm Eta made landfall at 4:20 this morning near Cedar Key, Florida, on the upper west coast of the peninsula. It'll move across the state and exit into the Atlantic today. Windy conditions, as well as scattered to isolated thunderstorms, are likely across the peninsula as Eta moves by. Moderate to heavy rain will let up later this evening as the storm moves away and out over the ocean. Elsewhere, a potent low-pressure system will dive into the Pacific Northwest tomorrow. The system will produce strong winds and heavy rainfall along the coast. Heavy, high-elevation snow will fall in the Cascades and the Northern Rockies over the next few days. Snow totals of 1 to 2 feet are likely for many of these areas, but especially the Cascades, where some peaks may see up to 3 feet of snow by Sunday morning. High wind warnings are also in effect for parts of the Pacific Northwest. At Mount Washington this morning, 70 miles visibility with cloudy skies and 36 degrees on a west wind at 59 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 26 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 48 degrees, the dew point 39, 71% relative humidity, a west wind at 14 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.01 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with showers in the mid-50s, Boston cloudy with showers in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo cloudy skies then increasing sunshine with highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 67 degrees, the low 56, the average temperature 62, that's 21 degrees above normal. 34 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, 69 hundredths for the month, which is still 53 hundredths of an inch below normal, and 30.36 inches for the year, which is 3.99 inches of precipitation below normal. No snowfall yesterday, a trace for the month, and 1.2 inches for the year. The average high temperature in Albany today, 49 degrees, the average low 33. The record high 68 set in 1909, and the record low 15 in 1976. Sunrise this morning was at 6:44 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:35 p.m., 9 hours and 51 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy today with highs around 50. Partly cloudy tonight in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with a few showers today and highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, clouds, followed by increasing sunshine today and highs around 50. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with a few showers today and highs in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Clouds followed by increasing sunshine today and highs in the lower 50s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a chance of showers, especially in southern sections of New York and New England in the morning, then increasing sunshine everywhere with highs close to 50. Sunny in the upper 40s on Saturday. Morning sunshine followed by clouds and showers on Sunday near 50. Mostly cloudy, windy, a few flurries and snow showers Monday and Tuesday. Temperatures on Monday dropping through the 40s, staying in the lower 40s on Tuesday, and with mostly sunny skies in the upper 30s on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayanos.